Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. D. Happy Monday. I am back. And yes, I am talking about the same thing because it is imperative, family, that we talk about this. Today, my question is racism. What do we really have to lose? My topic is, do we really want to talk about it? The question is, do we really want to talk about it? And, of course, I say in my little blurb that, no, we really don't want to talk about it. And the reason why we don't want to talk about it is because we stand to lose too much. We, all of us, we stand to lose too much. Okay, now let me start with one group of us. One group of us stand, let me tell you what you stand to lose. Your privilege, your stuff that comes with your privilege, your standing in the world, your unfair advantage in the movies, in the workplace, in advertisement, in stores, the respect you get just for walking in the room, the positive regard that comes with just being you in the skin you're in. You stand to lose all of the positive stereotypes that comes with the story that you have created about who you are and who, as opposed to who other people are. The second group, what you stand to lose, is your pain, your victim's card. You're blaming the other group for all of the things that makes your life so difficult. You stand to lose your struggle. If you didn't have to struggle, what would you be living for? What would you be doing differently? We have this phrase that says, you've heard it, I've been down so long, the down don't seem so bad to me. You can get used to being in that position till you just kind of revel in being able to complain and blame and woe is me about how difficult it is to be you. You stand to lose your pseudo-religiosity. You will no longer have a purpose in it because what has been for you all of this time is one way to feel good about who you are. Can you still feel good about who you are if you don't need it to serve that purpose anymore? So the purpose of that change. So, and the list, these lists of what we stand to lose, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many other things that come with being who you are that makes it just very comfortable not to talk about the thing that's got you in this position. And I think that thing is this socially constructed, made up, contrived idea that there is a significant difference between people of different hues. I'm just going to say hues, hair colors, and eye color and hair texture, skin color. That some group of scientists decided to hang this idea that there were different races on these very external differences when 99.9% of everything about every person who walks upright and calls him or herself a human being, everything else is in common. So what you look at when you see a person who is drastically, physiologically look on the outside different from you, that is the only difference between the two of you. That is the only difference. So we have this whole idea. We have created this world of lifestyle around being who we are and when essentially we are the same person. And I've said that many times. I'll keep saying that. So what do we stand to lose? I just listed a whole litany of things that we stand to lose. But the thing that we have in common that we stand to lose is our ego, which brings with itself fear. Our egos and our fear. Our egos and our fear. No longer being who you are will set you apart, put you above the other group in any area. You're no longer the smartest. You're no longer the brightest. You're no longer the best. You're no longer superior. On the one hand, you're no longer inferior. You're no longer more peaceful and community-minded and spiritual and closer to God. No longer. You're no longer that. That's your ego saying, this is how I'm going to feel better about who I am as compared to the other group. So you stand to lose that. And then with that, both groups stand to lose the fear around losing this ego. I can't, when I consider how fear grips us and how we create these lives and identities around who we are because we are afraid that somehow if we didn't have those things, we wouldn't be who we are. So there is a constant fear that I'm more like the other person than I really care to admit, even though science tells us that physiologically we're the same. And then sociologically, we appear to be very different because we have bought into our own stereotypes about who we think we are, who we're supposed to be. And this applies to all of us. So imagine you're having to relinquish these behaviors, these ideas. Then who will you be? Then what would you stand for? So we stand to lose our egos and we stand to lose the fear that comes with our egos. So now, while I can go on and on about what we stand to lose, let me just offer what we stand to gain is in direct opposition to the things that we stand to lose. So I can go down a list of things that we stand to gain, but I won't do that. Because I'll leave that to you to consider how invested you are in being who you are and how it is serving you. And that doesn't necessarily mean there's a good thing about how it's serving you. But you can consider how comfortable you are in your struggle, in your pain, in owning your stuff, in being who you are, in victimizing yourself, in relying on religion or relying on your so-called superiority. How is that serving you? So I would name at least three things we stand to gain. The first thing, as a people, as one people, we stand to gain is peace. Because no longer will you have people like me bombarding you with this need to talk about something that no longer exists, in this case, racism. You would have peace that you know that when you get up in the morning and you get ready to go to work or go to your call or go to some cause of yours, that you are serving a good that's greater than yourself. That you'd have the peace, the inner peace. And I know there are some of us feel this now because we're about our business, but most of us are still stuck in who we think we are, in our separateness from each other, and therefore our alienation from ourselves. So, and can you imagine this total peace? There's a song Stevie Wonder sings when he talks about freedom. And he says, he compares being free to the smile on a baby's face when the baby is asleep. That's the kind of peace I'm talking about. We stand to gain. The second thing we stand to gain is community. Is community. Community. Together unity. One family. One people. One nation, we stand to gain that. Now, that's a value that we have yet to embrace and admire because we are so invested in our separateness and we're so invested in being better and different and more than someone else. So we stand to gain our own community, this country, this from sea to shiny sea country, this what? Oneness. We will begin to see that 99.9% of who we are is the same. We will begin to feel a sense of connectedness, not only to ourselves, but to each other. We stand to gain community. We stand to gain unity. We stand to gain humanity, a humanity that is far beyond the material, that reaches to the immaterial, in this case, the spiritual. The last thing we stand to gain, my friends, my family, is we stand to gain God. Call God what you want. I'm not even invested in you calling in God, but God is a very popular name for the what? The source of everything that is. Nobody questions that. Nobody who is connected as a human being to other human beings understand our interconnectedness questions that there's something bigger than us. Someone bigger than us. We stand against God. We stand against not only God as a entity that holds this place together and brings us all together, it's inviting us to come together, but also the God in ourselves. So when we lose this other stuff, this ego, this fear, we gain peace, we gain community, we gain a sense of the divine, a connection with the divine, therefore a connection with ourselves because the divine is in us. Then we will begin to see the divine in others. You will look at someone else, see who they are on the outside, but see beyond the difference, see beyond the skin, the hair texture, the eye color. See beyond the stuff that has you divided and disconnected to them as you have been all this time. Seeing God in yourself, seeing God in each other. I invite you. The only way we get here is that we acknowledge that we have allowed these external, these small external differences to come between us and our peace and our community and our connection with the larger source, the divine God. We have allowed it to dampen our ability to see when we are actually wrong, the things that we do and say to each other. And now I'm inviting you to think about the idea that you have this peace to gain, this inner sense of comfort and relaxation and then this connection, this co-unity, this community with other human beings who are you. They are you on the inside, and they are you and connected to you because the source of you, of your creation, of your being, is their source as well. I invite you until next Monday, when you look in the mirror, become the person who's looking in the mirror. And when you become the person who's looking at the person in the mirror, you will begin to see that there is something bigger and greater than you that is at stake. You stand to gain if you could challenge yourself to join me in this conversation and acknowledge what you're losing and then begin to value what you could possibly gain if you can begin to think about your connectedness to other human beings. It has been my honor. This is On the Real with Dr. D, and On the Real, you already know. I see you at the kitchen table next Monday at 11:30, 12:30 Eastern Time. This has been Dr. Deborah.